my brother Mark is on his way to Graceland pretty soon. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yep, I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee, as Paul Simon would say. All excited. Elvis Week started on Friday. I'll be flying there on Thursday, and on the morning of the 14th, I'll be in a conversation on the Colonel with Charles Stone, who was out many years before me, and then his wife, too, who also knew the Colonel. So I'm excited. That's
now, I know you've been to this thing before. Did you ever go as a participant?
No, that's the amazing thing. If anybody loved Elvis, wanted to know more about Elvis, and really all the great stuff relating to Elvis the performer, his life, you know, the good stuff that people really remember him for in sure. their hearts. But, you know, they started after Elvis died, they started to do candlelight stuff in near Graceland. But then in 1982, Graceland opened. And ever since then, they've been adding more things. And in 2017, I was there in 2018, they opened what was called and is called the Elvis Presley's Memphis. It's amazing. It's got exhibits. It's got museum items. It's got restaurants. It's got cars. It's got a sound stage. And when I was there in 2018 speaking, Steve Binder, who you know from the Elvis comeback special, was there for the 50th anniversary showing of Elvis's comeback special and
wow.
Answered questions. It was great. And as you know, I think you did a review on it, that documentary about the Elvis special.
That's an astonishing, literally an astonishing program. It put him, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the legend is so big that there's a lot of misinformation attached to it. That thing explained so much about Elvis, and actually the Elvis you knew best. When did you work with Elvis and the Colonel?
76 and 77, up until his death. I wasn't always on the tour, but spent time. Charles Stone was the tour manager who, sort of surprisingly, he was on the Sinatra tour that Concerts West and Jerry Weintraub did. Probably on his front of house, and because there was a guy named Billy Miller back in 70 and 71 that did the stuff that I did. But so Charles was basically the tour manager and spent a lot of time with the Colonel. And we're going to talk mostly about what it was really like to be on the road with the Colonel. I know that recently a new book has come out by Peter Gorelnick, who is
right.
But it's 630 pages. I think I'm going to bring one handwritten page with notes.
Well,
on
but
what
the,
to say.
I've read some. I'm not a big enough fan of the Colonel or Elvis to get a copy of that book, but he is from the reviews I've read. He is straightening out a lot of the legends and misconceptions of the Colonel. Is that the way you've read these reviews too?
Yeah, the reviews are that Gorelnick talks about it being a marriage and that they were together and there was a love between them. I'd like to know in the book when he talks about the years, later years, when Elvis and the Colonel sometimes didn't speak all the time together. The Colonel wasn't always on, you know, the road with him, those kind of things. And, you know, the thoughts of Tom Hewlett, who was one of my bosses at Concerts West, taking over for the Colonel and doing an overseas tour and all those things. It's a challenge. But the great thing about Elvis Week is people will have some food for thought with stories about the Colonel, and even Gorelnick is speaking. But you also have really great guys like Gary Schilling will be doing you know, question and answer. They're going to have the ultimate Elvis tribute artist there. It's just a really great thing for people who love Elvis, interested in Elvis, and it transcends politics because you love Elvis. Doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or independent. You go there for the love of the music that's in people's heart.
Well, that's
why this is such a great thing.
Well, and you know this better than anybody. You've been involved in some Elvis tribute productions. You sometimes run at various places around the world an operation called Legends in Concert, and you've talked before about the fact that seeing a facsimile of one of your heroes or someone you adored and someone whose music you adored is able to transport you back to the time when you first heard and fell in love. And that's not a bad thing, is it, Mark?
No. In fact, I was just remembering when we did in 2010 in conjunction with Elvis Presley Enterprises, and they've done an incredible job with all of these things. They keep getting more interesting things added, and they're really making Elvis even more popular, especially since the movie has come out. But when we did the Ultimate Elvis Tour in 2010, we had four Elvises.
Right, I remember.
Each one was going to do a segment on Elvis's movie, the comeback, the gospel, and also, the hard rock, Heartbreak Hotel in the early days, too, the Gold Lame.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, in Shreveport, which is a well-known spot for Elvis history, I saw a 75-year-old woman who was up and dancing, watching the tributes, and another 16-year-old girl.
Wow.
And I went up afterwards and interviewed both to try to just find out what their mindset was. The woman, the elderly woman goes, "This is so great because I got to see Elvis live in person, and this is bringing back music that's going right to my heart." And the young girl that I went up to and said, you're a lot younger. You didn't get a chance to see Elvis. She said, "No, but my daddy loved Elvis, and that's all he played." So that's the kind of stuff that has happened on the road with these tribute artists, and they really are great. In fact, Friday night they started the initial sort of bouts with the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest. I don't know if it was the semifinals, so I think it's next Monday when they're going to actually be doing the finals, and several of the guys that I was on the road with, Dean Z and Jay Dupree and
these guys make a decent living doing this, don't they?
They do. They can make six figures.
Wow.
And also be, invited to speak on certain panels or perform. I mean, there's so many different little events happening with these tribute artists where they're doing Dean Z, is doing songs of Elvis, but unplugged.
Wow.
He's a really good musician on his own.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah.
I wish I looked more like Elvis, and you could have mentored me, and I could be making $100,000 a year. We got it, Mark Kogan. We have to take a break, but if you people are interested, Mark will be there. It runs from Friday through next Saturday.
Friday through the anniversary of his death on the 16th.
Wow. And Mark will be there in conversations on the Colonel on the 14th.
14th at 10 a.m. Right now it's sold out, but you never know. Standing room only. In the guest house, the hotel next, the auditorium next to Graceland.
Amazing. On Friday evening, my brother Mark Kogan will be in Graceland in Memphis. Is it Friday?
No, I'll be there. We'll fly out Wednesday, do the speech and conversation with Charles Stone and his wife about the Colonel on the road with concert. That's on Thursday at 10 a.m.
Well,
if people want more information, just go to graceland.com/. And then you can do /, or just go to that, graceland.com, and there'll be places on that site to click on Elvis Week. You'll also be able to click on Elvis Presley's Memphis, which is an amazing complex. I mean, when I got there in 2018, I just was in awe of going over and seeing all the different jumpsuits, all the different people who were influenced by Elvis in exhibits. They had the soundstage with the film showing.
Wow.
And then I was on with other people, some authors, speaking again about my...
How many people attend this thing, Mark, over the whole week?
Tens of thousands.
Really? Wow.
I think it's 35,000, possibly. Maybe it's even more now. But, you know, the interesting thing is, again, it's for people who love Elvis. Elvis is on what's called their self map just as much as their favorite baseball team, football team, anything else. And it's really toward the center. And, you know, there are people that don't like the tribute artists as much as others that are purists.
Of course, yeah, sure.
But more and more people are just going for the love of music. For example, there were two sold-out shows recently, I think maybe on the last weekend or even this weekend, in Las Vegas. They were doing a special Elvis celebration where they had tribute artists performing in the showroom at the Westgate, which used to be the Las Vegas Hilton, sold out.
And, wow.
Yeah, people just, music really does touch the heart of people. That's why, you know, it's so powerful. And Elvis is gaining new fans, I think, because of the movie. Tom Hanks, I will say, did not sound like Colonel Parker. A little too exaggerated, but I think he's a great actor.
I know you came on and gave a review of that movie. I mean, one of the last times you were on the show. Did he look? Tell me what your memories of the. I told earlier, you probably weren't listening, the story of you getting a call at like 3 a.m. to come down and play craps with the colonel.
Yep.
Was he a nice guy? Was he? I mean,
yeah, that's the whole thing about it. Charles Stone thought he was a very gentle, wonderful man. He got to know him not only from the concert side, but personally with his wife in the later years when they would go to Vegas and see the Colonel and his wife, Loanne Miller, his second wife. She was on the road as the secretary to the Colonel when I was out on the road. But, it's the interesting thing is, yes, I was awakened from my slumber at the Las Vegas Hilton after putting up Elvis and the Colonel Christmas posters in the casino during the day. It was one of his reps, I think it was Tom Diskus, saying, the Colonel would like some company down at the roulette table.
A roulette, that's right.
Yeah, can you please go down? So I got dressed. Went down, and the colonel was there with the croupier, and, you know, I didn't know a lot about gambling stuff, and I asked the croupier, what are these chips that the colonel's playing with? And the guy sort of half-jokingly said to me, whatever the colonel wants them to be. But it was just the colonel, me, and the croupier for a little while, and the colonel let me place a few bets. But the interesting thing is, I didn't know. No one knew all the stuff about his gambling. At least I didn't, because we were focused
on
the tours were and what we did to give Elvis, the people Elvis's music on the road. And the tours were always great. I mean, in 76, we had a dinner with everybody in Eugene, Oregon, near a stream, and I think it was either salmon or turkey on the menu. But it was just, it would really was like a family traveling with them.
And what was the entourage like? You were one part of how many people?
Oh, my gosh. They had Joe Gergio and an orchestra. They had the Sweet Inspiration. They had, oh my God, my mind has gone blank.
It's okay.
But you're talking about
dozens, hundreds?
Yeah, a couple, well, maybe 50 people.
Wow.
I would think with everybody.
Wow.
25 to, let's say, 50. But it was great. I mean, people still, I remember back in 72 when I first saw them at the Chicago Stadium. You would hear the music from 2001, and when he came on stage, that's when everybody had the Instamatics with the little tube on top.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no digital or anything, and it just constantly flashed.
Wow.
And, yeah, and it was a basic PA system, and the lighting basically was eight gladiator spotlights. It really didn't have these, you know, gigantic sets or anything that they have today. It was Elvis on stage with his music and the musicians and singers. And it was...
it's fascinating.
It was great.
Yeah. Well, Mark, give me a full report when you get back and have a safe trip. You other people who might want to go down there, how long a drive is Graceland from here?
I think it's... 8 hours,
yeah,
the most.
Probably a nice drive. Go to graceland.com, and you can /Elvis, and or just, you know, say, or just type in Elvis Week at Graceland. You get. I was stunned at how many things are going on. Mark, you have a great time at Conversations on the Colonel, and call me when you get back.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
honey.
Very much.
Take care, Mark. Love you. See ya.
Thanks, love you, bro.
Okay.